When they reached the top, the March wind gambolled around them, and the blue distance lay at their feet. To the west was the sea. To the east, the river looped round the lonely mountains. To the north, the great forest spread its green carpet. And to the south, the smoke rose from Moomin Troll's chimney, for Moomin Mama was cooking the breakfast. But Sniff saw none of these things, because on the top of the mountain lay a hat, a tall black hat. "Someone has been here before," he said. Moomin Troll picked up the hat and looked at it. "It's a rare hat," he said. "Perhaps it will fit you, Snufkin." "No, no," said Snufkin, who loved his old green hat. "It's much too new." "Perhaps Father would like it," mused Moomin Troll. "Well, anyway, we'll take it with us," said Sniff. "But now I want to go home. I'm dying for some breakfast, aren't you?"
"I should just say I am," said Snufkin.
And that was how they found the Hobgoblin's hat and took it home with them, without guessing for one moment that this would cast a spell on the Valley of the Moomins, and that before long they would all see strange things. When Moomin Troll, Snufkin, and Sniff went out onto the veranda, the others had already had their breakfast and gone off in various directions. Moomin Papa was alone reading the newspaper. "Well, well, so you have woken up too," he said. "Remarkably little in the paper today. A stream burst its dam and swamped a lot of ants. All saved. The first cuckoo arrived in the valley at 4 o'clock and then flew off to the east. This is a good omen, but a cuckoo flying west is still better." "Look what we found," interrupted Moomin Troll proudly. "A beautiful new top hat for you." Moomin Papa put aside his paper and examined the hat very thoroughly. Then he put it on in front of the long mirror. It was rather too big for him. In fact, it nearly covered his eyes, and the effect was very curious. "Mother," screamed Moomin Troll, "come and look at Father." Moomin Mama opened the kitchen door and looked at him with amazement.
"How do I look?" asked Moomin Papa.
"It's all right," said Moomin Mama. "Yes, you look very handsome in it, but it's just a tiny bit too big."
"Hmm," said Moomin Mama. "That's smart, too, but I almost think you look more dignified without a hat."